Good morning, and welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I am Reverend Tanya Sumter, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. Our devotion for today is from Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Acts chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. And this is what it says. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at that time of prayer, which was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those going into the temple courts. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold, I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. When all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate called Beautiful. And they were filled with wonder and amazement and awe at what had happened to him. The verse that I would like to highlight on today is verse 6. What I do have, I give to you. How many of you focus on what you do not have? Sometimes I think about what I do not have, the things that I lack materially, physically, spiritually. Sometimes we do that, right? We look at other people and the gifts God has given to them or the opportunities they have in life, and we wish that we had what they have. I wonder if those who were going into the temple on that day, at that time of prayer, felt like that. If they were going to meet with God to ask him to give them the things they currently did not have. Maybe some wanted forgiveness from sin. Maybe others wanted healing. And others financial help or peace in their relationships. And it is ironic that everyone walked right by this lame man in a hurry to perhaps ask God for what they did not have, while not even recognizing the blessing which even allowed them to go to God in the first place. Peter and John, newly filled with the Holy Spirit, however, were aware not only of what they didn't have, but also of what they had. They did not have silver and gold, but who needs money when you have the Spirit of God living inside of you to the point you are able to heal people? If you have ever had a loved one who was desperately sick, you know that you would be willing to trade all the money in the world for their health. Peter and John shared with this man what they had, and in that, they transformed his life. What if, by sharing what we have, we can transform a life? We might not have what others have or those things we think we want, But God has given each of us gifts. God has given me the gift for administration. God has given me the ability to communicate for Him in a way that connects with people. God has given me a wonderful husband, a family, and friends. God has given me an understanding of who God is in my life. What has God given you? Rather than thinking about what we don't have, God is calling us to look, to reflect, and to share what we do have with others. And if each of us shares what we do have, then we will all have what we need. Let us pray. Lord God, you who holds us daily in the palm of your hand and whose voice comes to us through the wind of the Holy Spirit, we come to you today asking you to help us to focus on what we do have. Help us to be confident in how you have made us and how you have gifted us. Help us to share what we do have with those we meet this day. Remind us, O God, of what we do have in the ultimate gift of love for us in the form of your Son and the sacrifice of his life on our behalf. Throughout this day, O God, may we be keenly aware of your presence in everything we do. As we commute to work, as we drop children off at school, as we engage and encounter coworkers and colleagues and family and friends, may our lives be a living example and may others see Christ in us. We pray, oh God, this day for protection. We pray that you would order our steps so that we will walk worthy of your calling. May we be attuned to your promptings, whether it shows up as a gentle tug or as a strong conviction. Help us not complain or expend time or waste energy on things we have absolutely no control over. And help us to give the best response when we are pushed to our limits. Fill us this day, O God, with your love. Continue to use us to do your will. Bless us that we may be a blessing to others. Keep us strong that we may help the weak. Keep us uplifted that we may have words of encouragement for those who are discouraged. And remind us, O God, to say thank you, to say I love you, or to say I'm sorry as each opportunity arises this day. God, we pray this day for those who are lost and can't find their way. We pray for those misjudged or misunderstood. We pray for those who don't know you intimately. We pray for those who don't believe. We pray for our sisters and our brothers in Christ and in creation. And we also pray for health and for peace and for love and for joy in this world. God, we thank you that you are ours and we are yours. And we thank you for this time of devotion and this time of prayer that calls us together each Wednesday morning for time with you. This is our prayer, Lord. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you will have a blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us this Sunday for worship on Mother's Day and Women's Day at the Ray. You may also join us either in person or online at www.rayofhope.org, on Facebook Live, or on YouTube. And you may join us again next Wednesday for prayer. God bless.